With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Tolls are going up on roads which have tolls from the 1st of January. Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, tell us a little bit, please, about which tolls are going up and why.
Well, the M50 is the most eye-catching one, Matt. Ordinary users of the M50 will see a 10-cent increase. The other ones are the M3 and the M4. Those also will see a 10-cent increase for motorists. Some of the other toll schemes will have, a slight increase for HGVs. But for motorists, it's the M3, M4, and specifically the M50. There's also the Dublin Port Tunnel. That's perhaps a slightly different case, Matt, because there's a traffic management reason for doing that. But for the other ones, it's a pure price increase. So why is it happening? The answer, in a word, is inflation, which is baked into those PPP contracts. So actually, as a decision point, kind of out of government's hands at the moment, it's the nature of those contracts. They have an inflation guarantee in them, whereby they are entitled to an increase. So it's going ahead. If you commute on the M50 twice a day, Matt, that 10 cent mightn't sound much. It's a euro a week. It's, 50 euro less in your disposable income come Christmas time. And it's just another incremental increase in the cost of motoring, certainly, but it's inflation manifesting.
Yeah, listener says it's getting to the point of Snarford going to work if the tolls go up. Are our tolls large by comparison with European countries, for example, Conor, or do we just charge, do all countries do this?
Well, no, the different countries have different models and some use tolls extensively. France, for example, others far less so, like the UK. In our case, we've 10 toll schemes. They're not a primary way in which we raise revenue. You know, between the whole lot of them, you get about 400 million euro per annum, and the M50 is half of that. And, you know, that stacks up against 6 billion that's taken off motorists in other taxes. So they're not a primary source of income. But the Irish ones are clunky and clumsy, Matt, and they're put in the wrong places. For example, we have a motorway bypass of Fermoy and of Drogheda. And in both of those locations, we have toll booths. And that recongests Fermoy and Drogheda. So, you know, I've never been a fan of the way we do tolls here in Ireland. I think they're clunky and they're clumsy. They're not the best way to raise money, even if the motorist accepts that we're going to be gouged one way or the other. You know, there's money on fuel, there's money on insurance, there's money on everything. But the direct toll model, you know, it's often nearly more trouble than it's worth, Matt. But we do have it for the existing 10 schemes. And baked into those contracts is this increase that we can't do much about.
Padraig Tobin, Mead West TD and leader of N2. What do you make of this?
Well, if you look what's happening to drivers at the moment, so, you know, drivers are paying VRT and motor tax. That came up to 1.9 billion euros last year. They're also paying fuel taxes. Fuel taxes collected last year were 4.1 billion euros. And in terms of tolls, just on the M50, there was 212 million euros collected last year. Now, the M50 and the Dublin Port Tunnel are a different beast. They're owned by the state. So it's not that we're stuck into a PPP that we can't get out of. This is the state cashing in on drivers. So about 160,000 drivers use the M50 every single day, and it's very hard to dodge that. So in many ways, this is a tax on commuters, it's a tax on workers, and, you know, the government are actually themselves driving inflation in relation to this. And if you look at the actual revenue that's been taken in by the M50 over the last number of years, it's eye-watering. So the bridges cost £53 million to build. The first year of tolls collected and covered the whole cost of those. The company then sold it to the state for €600 million. And since then, the state has collected €2.2 billion on that investment. So we have paid for these this road over and over and over again. And currently, it's a cash cow for the government. It's a way for the government to develop revenue. And I think there's a couple of things happening here. I think that the government, if you look at the motor tax, the fuels and the tolls, the government are using a stick to get people out of cars. And that's fine, you know, if we want to transition into a lower carbon economy, we should be getting people into public transport. But for so many people, there isn't a public transport option. So I'm from Meath, there's four tolls in my county, but we've been crying out for a rail line to Dublin for the last 30 years, and there's none on the horizon for at least another 20 years. At least a quarter of the 80,000 people who drive from Meath into Dublin every day would take a right arm off to get into a train, but they can't. And yet they're being penalised by these increases in fuel and increases in terms of tolls. And I don't think that's fair on workers.
Yeah, the listener here says there are two tolls on the M3. So if you drive from Cavan to Lucan, you pay three tolls on the journey. And this will mean an increase of €150 per annum if you do it daily. Okay, Conor Faulkner, what do you make of the arguments put forward there by Padraig Tobin that these roads and bridges have already largely been paid for?
Yeah, entirely true. And I think some of those points are very well made. And I appreciate that Patter might be additionally sensitive about it because his constituents actually have the worst deal in the country.
Yeah.
As you say, four tolls in that immediate area. You can drive from Dublin to Waterford without meeting any. Now, I don't want any, but I mean, it's all very higgledy-piggledy.
Why don't you want any, Conor?
Well, because they're a very clumsy way of raising revenue.
Oh, sorry,
look,
yeah.
Even if I accept that they're going to get revenue off motorists, there are simply better ways of doing it, Matt. They're clunky and unwieldy. And when arbitrary increases like this come along, it just reminds everybody how bloody frustrating these tolls are. And the other thing that Patter said, which is entirely true, is that a lot of this infrastructure has already been paid for. The Eastlink toll bridge in Dublin is a classic example. I mean, that's been wholly owned by the state since 2013, I think it is, when its 30 years were up. And they simply just kept the toll on it because they said they wanted to keep the revenue. And I said at the time, that's a bit like you finish paying off your mortgage and your bank tells you it's been a great 30 years. We've got used to collecting the money off you, so we're going to keep doing it. And you're going to hang on, like that wasn't the deal when the thing was built. So yeah, many frustrations, I think, well articulated by Padder there.
But Padder, what about the argument, Padder, that it's demand management, that if you didn't have a toll, for example, on the Eastlink Bridge, you'd have massive traffic congestion. Lots of people are complaining that already the M50 is like a car park and they're paying for it. But, you know, maybe if you had no charges on the M50, the traffic congestion would be even worse as more people would try to use it.
Well, if you were to use that argument, then you would say there should be no tolls on the M50 off-peak. So in other words, if this is just a traffic management tool, well then in an off-peak setting, people shouldn't have to pay tolls. And, you know, remember that these tolls, especially on HGVs and especially on, you know, work vans, these actually are part of the supply costs that go into the products that we consume that lead to the inflation that we consume as well. And the best way to deal with traffic management issues is the proper investment in infrastructure. And, you know, as we've said before, we have the slowest planning, we have the slowest permits and licensing in Europe, we have one of the slowest tendering processes in Europe, and we have one of the slowest judicial review processes in Europe. All of the government's ingredients into infrastructure development are grinding to a halt in this country. So the government can definitely, you know, introduce a tax or a toll in jig time, but it can't build infrastructure at all in any reasonable time. And that's why we're seeing the snarl up in terms of traffic, and yet we're expected to pay for that through our pocket.
A listener says they want motorists out of Dublin city centre, but the orbital route is tolled. I drive through town instead of using the M50 because it's shorter and cheaper. Ideally, they would have congestion charging in the city and a free M50. What do you say to that, Conor?
Well, again, that would be a little clumsy too. It would simply be inverting the problem. But, you know, tolls do divert traffic. It's like water flows downhill. It's a basic fact of traffic engineering. So the toll on the M50 does have a distortive effect and recongests or adds to congestion in neighbouring suburbs. But look, we're short of public transport capacity is the biggest challenge the city has. We should have metros and things like that. But we're very car dependent. And this is what you get, I guess, for a generation of poor planning and poor execution. We're a car dependent city with congested roads. And you know, until we solve that problem, beating up on motorists and squeezing an extra few quid out of them, you know, can be done, but it doesn't, in the long run, do much good for anyone.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Conor Faulknan, transport commentator, and Padraig Tobin, leader of ENTHU and TD for Meath West.
The last word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.